Cassius Branch Broadcast, a one-hour program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Cassius Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Cassius Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is April 11th, 2019.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just do not realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is
620-878-4682. Again, 620-878-4682. And if you can't reach us there, you can leave a message or you can send Dan a text on his cell at 316-619-4886.
Okay, folks, you can always find updates with the breaking news, Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all our ministry hub, which is
prophecyhour.com.
That's prophecyhour.com. Anyway, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube and on some FM station, so please pray about supporting airtime.
Now, let's thank our listener base in places like Copenhagen, Denmark, Auckland, New Zealand, Cape Town, South Africa, Madrid, Spain, and, of course, the cities of the USA, Buffalo, New York, Seattle, Washington, Arlington, Texas, Fresno, California. What happened to Plano, Texas?
Well, those changes every week. I can't say the same ones. I run them about a couple of weeks in a row, and then if I have enough time and I remember, then I switch them to different people. But
and Wichita remains the largest group of listeners when it podcasts later tonight.
Right, but for the record, folks, this just means these are just different people. It's broad spectrum all over the United
States.
These
are just the top ones, the top listeners.
Well, it's not the
most listeners.
I used to do it by the top ones, and I don't do it that way anymore. What I do it by is when I see ones that I haven't heard from in a while or I haven't seen in a while, and they pop up, you know, or whatever. I just randomly do it. I try to cover the show to show people that it's coming from all over the country. That's the big deal, you know. I'm not necessarily how many is in what, but, you know, we're to demographics, whatever it is. But anyway, follow us and share us at Twitter at Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch 77. Now prayer, and then we'll get on with tonight's discussion. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray the radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. Give everyone out there ears and wish to hear and understand the truth, Father. Bless this program tonight. In your son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, of course, I'm on tonight with my wife. You're supposed to be on earlier. How come you're on late?
Because I had food bank tonight, and you needed to have another guest.
No, it didn't work that way.
Well, I just know I had food bank tonight, and I volunteered.
Right. You volunteered at the food bank tonight.
And I volunteered for radio after the food bank.
I like that volunteer. She wants to be on. Anyway, first, yesterday, I went to bed with the air conditioner on, and what did I wake up to?
The heater, and I told you not to turn the air conditioner on in the first place.
Well, it doesn't matter. It was hot in the house when we went to bed, and it was hot in the house when we went to bed, but when we woke up, it wasn't all that freezing cold inside when I woke up. But the point
freezing
is,
cold
though,
outside.
It's cold outside, and I had to I do have the heat on now, and it's supposed to get down to 20 degrees tonight.
And I just set all my plants out yesterday, so after radio, I have to go put all my plants back inside. I knew better than to do it before May Day, but this spring weather that faked us out, yeah. Because I know we get snow, which my son just informed me is supposed to snow tomorrow in April. Hello.
Well, we'll see that. Hopefully it won't be snowing Sunday because he has to go after the Passover. He's going after the Passover lamb Sunday.
Right.
And they're going to slaughter it outside and all that stuff. Anyway, but also, and so I want to make this point, and I'm going to say you can't say you didn't remind me. You hear my voice? You know what's wrong with me? I thought I was done with all the colds for this year. I'm getting congested up. I need you to make me some silver tonight, some colloidal silver, I can have it tomorrow and be really good on the ball for what's tomorrow?
Passover lesson at church.
Yeah, and it's the Mission Church Day. Yeah, amen. So, anyway, first off, let's do this. People were worried about the elections in Israel. Netanyahu did win re-election in Israel. And so things are moving on towards the temple. I really believe that. You know, there was a lot of people that were cutting down Netanyahu and saying he was going to give away land and also saying Trump was going to give away land. In fact, I addressed it on this program a couple of times. I said, these guys are going berserk. They shouldn't be talking about Trump for sure, or his son-in-law, or any of these people that are working on the peace plan, because the peace plan has nothing to do with a two-state solution, meaning they're not going to give land away. In fact, Mike Pompeo said in testimony, we'll just read this little excerpt from people. I don't have much of a voice.
Pompeo in testimony touts coming peace plan won't commit to a two-state solution. The Trump administration will soon present a Mideast peace plan to resolve the problem that's been going on for decades and decades that previous administrations couldn't solve. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on April 9th, testifying before the Senate committee, Pompeo declined to respond when Democrats asked him to back a two-state solution. Ultimately, the Israelis and the Palestinians will decide how to resolve this, he said.
Right.
And they should. It's their decision.
Yeah, amen. And he completely, he's been dodging it because the question is no for two-state solution. And he can't say it. See, they ask him what. That's why I don't like the Democrats, and you know, at least the ones that are there in Congress. There might be some good Democrats out there. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about these fakers in Congress. But they ask questions, just like they ask things of Barr, and they ask Pompeo things that they cannot say and is illegal to say. And they say, okay, now say it.
Yeah, so they can try and get an investigation on them.
Well, right, and then they can turn around and get him and try to get him later for lying, just like, you know, Mueller. Mueller didn't get anybody about collusion. They tricked people tricked people into lying. It'd be like saying, Mom, what time did you get here? Give me a guess. What time?
Right, I got here at five minutes till seven.
Okay, well, what if Elijah just turned around and says, no, it was only a minute till because I went looking for you, and it was only a minute till. So wait a minute.
Really?
Well, wait a minute. That's how they've arrested.
Yeah,
that's how these people have been arrested in the Mueller investigation.
Right.
It's simply because they gave an answer that they thought they knew, and it was just a little bit off, and so they were arrested. They put charges on them.
No close for cookies or no close cookies or however that goes. It don't count if you're just even
speak
close.
Speak up and speak.
It doesn't count if you're close. You don't get no cookies if you're close. You get counted out. Is that how it goes?
Okay. We're trying to help her adjust to this radio. By the way, I did talk to Mega Man last night because he took off for a week and we were supposed to do radio last night. But he took off for a week to figure out some things. But he's sending us he wants to send us another microphone because you keep dropping your voice.
Oh.
So, you know, and you even admit you're in training, so remember, keep your voice at the same level and talk towards the mic.
I'm usually told to be quiet, not talk louder. That's
okay.
Kind of different.
That's let's not even go there. Somebody ought to do something about her. Anyway, so moving right along, We're coming up to Passover again. That's on the 19th. Well, the dark on the 19th. It's technically the 20th. And Passover is celebrated after dark on Passover, the first Sunday. It's not celebrated on the 15th. Go read when Moses celebrated Passover. That's when it's supposed to be celebrated. And that Yahweh said it. It's in the Torah. It doesn't matter that these other people were doing it on the wrong time because they're following the Pharisees to do it. Anyway.
And by doing it that way, the 15th is actually a Sabbath. It's the high holy day of the first day of unleavened bread. So
one plus one should equal two. But you know what happened? They went to they were carried away into Babylon. They came back. And when they came back, they also came back. And now they condensed it into to basically getting rid of the 14th, and it's just wrong in any way, shape, or form. But anyway, here's the point. So Passover, let's break it down. So Wednesday at dark to Thursday at dark is one day. Thursday dark to Friday dark is one day. Friday dark to Saturday dark is 3 days and three nights. And that's, let's go with that. When we say Wednesday dark, he was put in the grave a little bit before dark on Wednesday, and then dark at Wednesday would have been the 14th of Nisan. Okay, that was Passover day. So anyway, Wednesday was Passover day, and so he was put in the grave before dark on Wednesday because he had to be down off of the cross before dark because it was the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which was what? A high Sabbath.
Yeah.
Right, a high Sabbath, which is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which
right.
is separate. So Yeshua was taken down off the cross and put in before dark on Wednesday night, which, okay, so we got 3 days and three nights. So he was put in there on, he died on Passover. He was put in the grave before the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then he rose. Now, here's a sticker where so many people get it wrong, because if you read the breakdown in the Bible of 3 days and exactly three nights, he actually rose before dark on the Sabbath, which would have been, you know, when it gets dark on people called Saturday night.
Right.
So that wasn't they say, well, he arose from the grave on the Feast of First Fruits. Well, granted. Sunday, the first day of the week after, you know, that 3 days and three nights, is the Feast of First Fruits. But he didn't rise until he did not ascend. Well, he ascended to the Father. There's a difference. You know the difference between ascension and rising from the grave? What's the difference?
Rising, you get up. Ascended, you float.
Okay, that's a pretty good rendition. Well, okay, so here's what happened. When the 3 days and three nights were up, it said he'd be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth as, what's his name? Now, I forgot. The guy with the whale.
No, Jonah.
Jonah, yeah, okay. That's what you're here for. Anyway, Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale, so would the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Exactly. He said, this is my sign for a wicked generation. Okay, so his sign by Yeshua's own mouth is 3 days and three nights. He didn't say 3 days and three nights in a little while or anything else. So if you actually break it down from the Bible and read all the Gospels and put it together, it is 3 days and three nights. So he was put in the grave. He died on Passover, 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And he was put in the grave before 6 p.m. that night. So it was before dark on the 14th he was put into the grave. So that same breakout when he rises has to be just before dark on the third day.
Right, between 3 and 6.
Right, somewhere between 3 and 6 before the day actually did change. Okay, so he rose on the Sabbath as it drew to a close at the dark as the first day was drawing on. It means drawing on doesn't mean it's there yet. It just means you're going towards. If I say I'm drawing on towards that door over there, I take a couple of steps towards it, I'm not out the door, am I?
No.
No. So it's drawing on to the first day of the week. So he rose just before dark.
on the Sabbath.
On the Sabbath.
So then he rose on the Sabbath if it was before dark, because it wouldn't, it would have still been the Sabbath until dark.
Okay, and now you remember what, now going on, so on the first day of the week, a little bit later, you remember what happened when the women came to the cave?
Yeah, he was gone.
Well, they said, you know, they said, well, who you seek is not here, but then they ran into him, and what did he tell them?
He said, don't tell anybody, and don't touch me, he hadn't risen yet.
He hadn't ascended. No, you just
okay,
messed
up. Okay, he hadn't ascended.
He hadn't ascended. Now, there's the difference. He rose from the grave, and he ascended to the Father.
Oh, there's the difference. Okay, he got up out of the bed, he rose up, and then he flew up to the...
Right, and that was more than likely the time that he actually did it, because, see, on the Feast of First Fruits, that's what he was. He's the first of many fruits. On the Feast of First Fruits, which was the first day of the week, which was to people Sunday.
It would have been right at dark on the Sabbath.
No, that isn't when they make the sacrifice. Now,
He
rose. We had it right. Don't jump ahead here. He rose before dark, before the Sabbath ended on the Sabbath. Someplace you said between 3 and 6 p.m. Stop right there while it's on the rest. So the next morning, so at dark became the first day of the week. Well, the first day of the week, he did ascend, but he would not, more than likely, have ascended soon as it got dark, especially because he ran into the women and it wasn't right at dark. So when did he do it? The proper time would have been the next morning, which at 9 p.m. or 9 a.m. early in the morning, they make the sacrifice of first fruits. That's the time in a marketing sacrifice when they make, when they do the wave offering and make the first fruit sacrifice. That would have been the time that he ascended to the Father, doing it in coinciding with that sacrifice. You understand?
Right.
So that's why he didn't just ascend and immediately, you know, when he arose, he didn't just arise. He arose and then later he ascended. In fact, from his own words, we can put that together, because if he just rose and ascended, then why did he say to the women? He said, wait a minute, don't do that. Don't touch me. I haven't ascended to the Father yet.
Right.
Because he hadn't, you know. And so this is the breakdown. 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. So was the Son of Man. 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. But Jonah was in the whale.
Right.
You know. I might have got mixed up on that. Anyway, moving right along. Passover, you should all do it. It will really break down and make sense if you go to a cedar. And he did say, do this in remembrance of me. And he was talking about the whole cedar, you know. And those are eternal things that we're supposed to do, at least until it comes. We won't celebrate Passover when it comes. We'll only celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, you know. But anyway, so you should do it, and it's a great holiday. It's fun, and it's family. And anyway, that's that one. Okay, let's see. What else do I got here? Well, we got about 3 minutes. Now, I'll give you guys something to think about. First off, you remember how when I was telling you, and we were on the Omega Man's program, and we were talking about mice, and I said they were getting
human brains and
human
mice.
Brains, and you and both Omega Man were saying, well, they were supposed to get it, but it wasn't like real brains. I said, yes, it was, and they even went further than that. Now, the further that they went is this one I got today. Read that.
Chinese scientists gene hack smart, super smart human monkey hybrids. Ooh. For the first time, scientists have used gene editing techniques to make monkey brains more human-like. The monkeys' rhesus masquerade got smarter. They had superior memories and unaltered monkeys, according to recently published research that kicked off a fiery debate among ethnics about how far scientists should be able to take the genetic experimentation.
Okay. They gave them brains. It even goes on to say the team of Chinese scientists edited the human version of a gene called MCPH1 into their brains. The new gene made the monkeys' brains develop along a more human-like timeline. the gene-hacked monkeys had better reaction times and enhanced short-term memories compared to their unaltered peers. In other words, they made them smarter, and look out, you know, what are we going to have?
What are they going to tie this into evolution?
Forget about evolution. It's ain't about evolution. What's that program, you know, where the monkeys took over the world? Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes.
Come
yeah.
on. They can already do it, and that's what I said. When I said it on that program, I said they are making smarter mice. They're making smarter. What they admit to is not necessarily what they've already done. When they admit to something like this, they did a whole bunch more before they did
that. Oh, yeah, but that's what evolution's all about, man coming from monkeys, so they can use this. They see, we told you. There's human brains in monkeys. We told you that's where man came from.
Yeah, but what kind of nightmare thing are they creating? Stop and think about this. They're talking about bringing. They have the capability to bring a mammoth back right now, and have already started the procedure. The problem is the mammoth thing keeps dying, but within a short period of time, these things are going to be walking and talking. Whether or not they admit it or not, they probably already are. This is a nightmare.
By the time we hear it, it's already happening.
Right. So the point is these people are playing God. They're playing, trying to act like the creator and create things that they should not be messing with. And our father isn't going to sit back for it forever. Okay, well, we're going to have to end up going to a break here. So where can they find out about everything?
And over at prophecyhour.com.
What's that again? We always
it
repeat
is
it
always
twice.
At prophecyhour.com. All the information, address, phone number, everything's at prophecyhour.com.
Well, you are learning what you're supposed to say. It's just if you remember it, folks. What can I say? I'm training her, but you know what it's like to train a woman? It just don't happen. Anyway, well, we'll be back in about 3 or how many minutes?
It's 4.2 seconds, I believe.
4 minutes.
4 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
Then the days of Noah keeps ringing in my ear. People laugh and scoff when they hear the end is near. They go right on with building, not giving God a thought, getting about the flood, in anger he once fought. The spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen. The devil's got 'em blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to buy. Some just think of money and how to get some more. But little do they realize God's closing up the door. Soon the door will close, and when they hear it slam, their riches will be all for naught and their soul forever damned. So if you want to put your trust in wealth, you've lots to fear. For the distant thunders are rumbling and the storm is almost here. You must put your trust in Jesus, for he's our ark today. When the storm of darkness comes, in him you will be saved. Yes, the spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling him of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find.
Ephesus, the capital of Western Asia Minor, was best known for its Temple of Diana. In the book of Acts, we read that the Apostle Paul had persuaded many people, not only of Ephesus, but all throughout Asia, that the gods and goddesses they were worshiping were, as the Bible states, no gods. Those involved with the worship of these false gods, concerned that their livelihood was in danger, were full of wrath and began to cry out, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians." We're told that the whole city was filled with confusion. Today there are many whose livelihood depends on the propagation of pagan tradition by pretending that it is in honor of Christ. These teachers, knowing full well that Easter is the name of a pagan fertility goddess, that December 25th is the birth date of the sun god, and that Sunday is not the Sabbath day, cry out just as in Ephesus when they are challenged to tell the truth. The things that they teach when confronted with the truth causes confusion, revealing that they are not of God, for he is not the author of confusion. The Bible plainly warns of these vain talkers and deceivers who teach things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. We are told that these men are identified by their teachings of the commandments of men that turn away from the truth, and that they should be sharply rebuked that they may be sound in the faith. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
This is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. And I'll ask my wife what we want to do next. You want to go on with the rest of the program, or you want to talk about the Mission Church first?
You might as well do either one you want to do.
No,
You're going to do either way anyway, so whichever way you want to do it. Do the church first, do the second.
That's just like asking a woman where you want to go eat.
We usually do the church last, so you better finish up with what you got going.
I was done with that part of the program. But anyway, we're going on. What I have here is some facts in premise about how far crazy America has gotten. And so we'll start with this one.
Okay, the number one American killer has America
no,
number
forget
one.
Forget the number one.
Okay, America has killed more than 60 million children since Roe versus Wade was decided in 1973. The federal government endorses this activity by heavily funding the country's leading abortion provider, and after that, abortion provider harvests the organs of the dead children. The federal government also heavily funds the research that is conducted on those harvested organs. Only I think Trump put a stop to all that, didn't he?
Well, he is draining that. Yeah, he is draining them, you know what I mean, right now. And
right.
They're losing their funds. The problem is there's already been funds that he's given to the state, and then the state gets to decide where those funds go, you know, and so in it's squeezing them dry. They're basically going out of business. And but anyway, so
where'd number two go?
We're not doing number two.
Okay.
We're going to just do the ones that I point out because we don't have time for 40 facts.
Okay. America is number three. America is the global leader in sexual depravity. If you doubt this.
That's not my word.
Oh.
Just do what's in red, and you don't have to say the number.
Okay.
I want to talk about that a minute. It's a global leader in sexual depravity. You know, that's a sin of like Sodom and Gomorrah. Not only were they into homosexuality, they were into every kind of sex, because we find out later in the Bible, after we get past the story, that they were going after strange flesh. That means they were sleeping with everything, just as in the days of Noah. Because in the days of Noah, you know, that's where we had the Nephilim, you know, creating, you know, they were doing it with everything. That's why everything was killed except for the sea creatures. So I guess they just didn't like having sex with sea creatures, but they killed everything else. But everything else had to be killed because it was all corrupted. So America is a global leader in sexual depravity. Which means you can go online. Be careful what you Google, because if you Google kitty cat, you might be getting a real surprise.
Yeah, Google tracks you, and they use all your information too. So the best one to use is DuckDuckGoGo. They don't track your information, and they don't keep records of what you search.
Well, right, but that isn't what I meant. I meant the crazy stuff that you will pop up.
Yeah.
By Googling it, you know what I mean? I don't care. I really don't have a problem with people seeing what I look up, you know what I mean? The point is, because I'm, you know, you understand what I'm saying. But the point is all kinds of this can go on. In fact, the other day, you know, now President Trump he's knocked down all these websites that, you know, you could go online and prostitutes. You know, sex traffickers, you know, they're on there. It's called Backpage, and they have one in every city. And so Trump got rid of that and you know, making it illegal for websites to advertise it and, you know, coming down on sex trafficking.
Good deal. So,
right. Well, but they found a way around it, and they have a new site up. I don't even remember the name of it, but they have a new site up. And it was in the news the other day as well. I know about it because I read it in an article. And it was talking about it, and there are in different cities, you know, they're busting these women, you know, for prostitution, you know, and sex trafficking. But they changed the name and the way they talked about it, and you can go online and order any kind of sex that you want, you know, and almost any kind of sex that you want. So it's sexually, you know, you know. Anyway, so that's that. Now let's go with another one.
Americans are now more likely to die from an opioid overdose than they are from a car accident.
Right. You can go ahead and do all
of
these.
In the city of Baltimore, approximately one out of every four babies is born as an opiate addict. Really? Wow. Overdosing on drugs has now become the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50. Does that outdo abortion? Because I thought abortion was the number one.
They're probably not talking about abortion. I don't have the comparison stats, but we're talking about live walking around people, and you know, so the leading cause of death for Americans under the age of 50, that's huge. See,
yeah, that's the kids. Yeah, that's the young adults.
Right, and you know what? And a lot of that is coming up with that fentanyl stuff that's been coming from where? Across the border. That's where it's coming from, across the border. Now, oh, there is no border problem. But now, though, as I covered it with Frank, some of the mainstream media is now switched and saying there is a border problem, that the border is being overwhelmed. So it's so bad that even the left media are now admitting that the border is just wide open. Anyway.
Well, that one, you don't. Can I say that one? It's interesting.
What one?
McDonald's feeds approximately 70 million people a day globally. That's a lot.
Right. And look what it says with it.
Pornhub gets more than 78 million visits a day.
They were showing
you. So they go to McDonald's and then go to Pornhub.
No, no, that wasn't the point. The point was is they were doing it as a comparison. McDonald's feeds 70 million people a day. But more than that, visit Pornhub.
8 million more, yeah.
Visits Pornhub. And Pornhub is about the number one site for porn.
Wow.
Okay.
The teen birth rate in the United States is higher than in any other industrialized country in the world, and I believe that.
Go ahead.
According to the CDC, approximately 110 million Americans have a sexually transmitted disease right now. Wow. The CDC also tells us that there are approximately 20 million new sexually transmitted disease cases in the U.S. every single year.
So that's epidemic proportions. You know, that's epidemic. It breaks down to something like one in five of every teenager has a sexually transmitted disease. What do you call it, STD or something?
Yeah, STDs.
Yeah. Anyway, so the point, but so we're still going back to the point. You know, America, where it's at, you know what, and compared to the rest of the world, look at these stats that we're looking at. And then this was just about sex.
That number 11 is pretty interesting.
Okay, go ahead.
The number of married couples with children in the United States just reached a 56-year low.
Right, and why is that?
Abortion.
Well, abortion's one, but it's also that children and millennials, they're teaching them not to have children, you know. In fact, the UN, that's why their excuse for moving to refugees, the UN's got a plan that come to place. It's called replacement population, because countries in the West like us, technically they claim that under this, we're not sustainable to keep our country alive, because we're losing more people than we're growing more people, so to speak. So they have to send in a replacement population, you know, but that comes from all these things. So the father, and this is all against the father. The father said, be fruitful and multiply. You're supposed to have large families, not 1.6 children or whatever it is. You're supposed to have lots of children. That's what the father ordered. And he made the earth big enough to take care of everybody until he returns. Go ahead.
According to the United Nations Population Fund, 40% of all births in the U.S. now happen outside of marriage. But if you go back to 1970, that figure was sitting at just 10%.
Okay. Immorality. So we're having more and more sex out of marriage because they're saying it's okay and it's commonplace. But this is just where we're going. This is how far that we fell away from the way it used to be. Okay.
At this point, approximately one out of every three children in the United States lives in a home without a father.
Now, why is that, from a woman's point of view, why is that a problem? I mean,
Because the kids when they reach teenagers, they need somebody with authority, and the moms usually just fall into the kids because they let the kids do whatever they want to do, and they can't control the male kids. So, yeah, the kids are running amok, I guess you'd call it.
Well, right. They don't get, look, the predominant role of the father is the authority person in the family, you know, and the mom is supposed to teach them. I mean, you know, all the new baby things and all the things they come up until they hit about, you know, start hitting into that teenage spot.
The rebellious talk backstage, yeah.
Right.
I'm old enough to do what I want to do.
Right.
Then the dad needs to step in and put his foot down.
Right, but not having that authority and that other side of things, you know. Also, we have young men not knowing how to act as young men. And we have young men not knowing how to treat women, you know.
Because they didn't have a father to teach them, so they don't know how. So that's it's a trigger down effect. Trickle down is what my dad used to say, yeah.
Okay, well, and so that's the males, but the females also need a dad because they need to see a good husband the way that their mother is treated, because that's what they do. You know, believe it or not, children tend to go, even psychology backs it up. Children tend to go, if there's a dad and a mom in the house, when they marry, they tend to look for a mate like their mother and like their dad.
They do.
And so if there's no dad, they don't know how to do it, or if the mother's, you know, you see what I'm saying.
Right.
And so without the way that the father made it, you know, so, you know, not that a woman is a woman enough to maybe raise a child on her own, but, you know, there's missing things that the child needs from both parents, you know, and you'd have the same problem if a man, if I didn't have a wife and I went out and adopted several children, you know, or whatever, so then I had children in the house and I didn't have a woman, there'd be a problem, you know, because I couldn't give them absolutely everything that they need. That's why the Father made man and woman and made us to be fruitful and multiply. Okay.
Approximately 1/4 of the entire global prison population is in the United States, and probably half of those are illegal aliens.
A large percentage. But, you know, and a lot of that comes from lax laws, but, you know, what we will say about that is that places like, China, they brag about not having as much crime, but they put everybody to death for about everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so they don't have no crime, because once they've committed a crime, they're dead. They can't do it
again.
Well,
right, but the point is people are more afraid.
Yeah, they're scared to be put to death,
right,
so they don't commit crime.
Right, in other countries other than the United States, even you say, well, you've got a death penalty here in some states, but a person might live 25 years on death row or even die on death row, because all the appeal processes and everything that they have, it's not an immediate thing. And so, but anyway, okay. Go ahead.
According to a study conducted by the Mayo Clinic, nearly 70% of all Americans are on at least one prescription drug. An astounding 20% of all Americans are on at least 5 prescription drugs.
Pretty messed up group. You might as well go with this one, too, though.
By the time an American child reaches the age of 18, that child will have seen approximately 40,000 murders on television. And that's a fact.
Right. And people don't – you could go into a household and little kids are watching R-rated things, you know. It's just saying that – you know, I praise my son Daniel, you know. They don't even really get much TV at all at their house, period.
I know.
And when they come around here, they get kids stuff. Anyway, go ahead.
According to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, doctors in the United States write more than 250 million prescriptions for antidepressants each year.
What do you think about antidepressants?
They're
general?
Terrible. They're bad. They're bad.
Do they work?
Not really. They might work for a short period of time, but you wind up getting on an antidepressant that causes a side effect that you have to have another drug for, and then it doesn't work, and so they up the dose, so they add another antidepressant, and before you know it, you're on 6 or 7 antidepressants and other drugs to take care of the side effects from the drugs they gave you, which in all reality, you just need therapy. You need somebody to talk it out. That's my advice. I've been a manic depressant, and I've been through it, and I was on 6 or 7 antidepressants, and they refused to take me off of them, so I went cold turkey and took myself off of them.
Right.
And then they tried to hang it on me about how I need to take this. No, I don't need to take this, and you need to do therapy. I went that route. My advice is therapy. Get therapy. If you're a manic depressant, go 4 or 5 times a week. Talk it out. Talk to somebody you trust. You can pull yourself out of it with all the poison they want to pump in you.
Okay.
Without all that poison.
Good job.
Okay. One recent study found over 500,000 people are homeless in the United States right now, but more cities than ever are passing laws making it illegal to feed them, and that's a fact. They just did that in Wichita last year. They made it illegal to give them money or anything, and if a cop sees you, they can give you a ticket for giving it to them and them a ticket for taking it. And it's the new law in Wichita, Kansas.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I never noticed because they don't bother me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot. And I've noticed it, and there's more homeless than there has ever been.
Right. And here's the kicker. Like, Wichita is a sanctuary city, and all these sanctuary cities, they are trying to – they go ahead and, you know, give all the money to the illegal aliens because they're going to vote the way they want them to.
Right.
And so they're not, we should be using our money on our people instead of all these illegals and things
right.
and trying to cure the homeless problem and saying, bring in other people. It's just ridiculous.
It's costing us more money to hold them in detention centers and feed them and take care of them than it would be just to deport them back, pay what it costs to take them back, and if they want to come here legally, then we have open doors, not open borders. We need to put the walls on the borders, and they need to come here legally or don't come here at all.
And actually, I don't know, you probably didn't see this headline, although I posted it today, but you probably haven't seen it yet. And it's not out there in long places because not everybody reads World Tribune, but Trump is looking for a guy that he's wanting a general. He's declaring war on the border, basically, is what he said.
Yeah, he did a speech I heard him specifically say, we're not letting no more in. We are full. We are busting at
right.
the seams. No more. We're full. America's full.
But the words that you probably didn't hear, or did you, he says, I'm declaring war.
Yeah.
He says, I'm declaring war. And so he's looking for a guy to really to ignore what all the politicians say and just do a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
A different study found that one-third of all American teenagers haven't read a single book in the past year. What?
Most of them don't read.
Well, their schools are not like ours because they have a Lexile program through our school. Once you hit sixth grade, you got to read so many books every semester for your Lexile. And I'm not sure if it's still up in the high school grades or not, but I'm pretty sure it is. No? Okay. Anyway, my son just shook his head no, so I believe it then.
Okay.
That's terrible. It has been reported that one out of every 14 girls in the U.S. has had at least one sexually transmitted disease.
It didn't say had, have. There's this.
Has had at least
no,
one.
No, has. That's had. That means
oh.
right now they have.
Have.
They don't, they didn't, not
one
past
out of
tense.
Every four, that's terrible.
And that's not past tense, that's present tense. That means has.
Has
right
it
now.
Right now. Wow.
Right. And it's go ahead and do that one too.
And it's been estimated that 30% of all internet traffic now goes to adult websites.
Yeah.
According to the Pentagon, 71% of our young adults are ineligible to serve in the U.S. military because they are either too dumb, too fat, or have a criminal background.
You know,
wow.
Now go out there and I want you to, here's an observation.
Wow.
Go out there and think about all of the people that you see and think about how we're not supposed to have big bellies and all that stuff. Most people you see are overweight.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that. Yeah, everybody's big. There's more big people than there are little people. I know that. 71%, that's a lot.
Right. Right.
Yeah. The city of San Francisco handed out a total of 5.8 million free syringes to drug addicts in 2018. Really?
Yeah.
Why don't they give them to the diabetics that need them?
Okay, we'll move. Let's go with
oh, my goodness. The suicide rate in the United
States. No, go ahead with this.
During one 7-day stretch last summer, a total of 16,000 official complaints were submitted to the city of San Francisco about piles of human feces littering the streets. When you include unfunded lives.
Yeah, forget about that one. Let's talk. So.
Wow. Yeah, you was telling me they paid somebody $15 an hour just to.
No, more than 15, but 15, they got, made $100,000 a year going out, cleaning
with
up.
A wheelbarrow and a shovel to pick, oh my
and
goodness.
A whole bunch of people. So they're, all this money, see, but that's it's liberal. These are liberal cities where all these infestations and most of the stuff is coming from are cities that have been run by liberals and states that have been run by liberals for years and years and years and years under liberal policies. That's why they're falling apart. And so, ergo, if liberals take over, the whole society will fall apart. And we have many examples like Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington. Wichita, Kansas has fallen into it. Not as much as the others, but it's headed that way. San Francisco,
oh, yeah.
California, All these places are just turning crazy. Well, we only got about 3 minutes left, so we may bring this up at another date because we got some more to point out. But now we need to talk about the Wichita Mission Church. How are we doing so far this month? Fund-wise or whatever, you know.
We're doing about the same as we're always. And it's hard to keep anything stocked when you feed so many people at twice a week. It's not.
Well,
we're good on eggs right now, but we're out of. We need spoons, and we're good on sugar and coffee and eggs. We've got enough of that, but we need vegetables, meat, sugar. I mean, not sugar. I didn't mean to say sugar. Plates, cups, spoons, that kind of stuff. Mustard, ketchup,
meat,
condiment stuff. Meat.
So we really need
funding.
But the funding comes. There's mission bills that come due this part of the month, and you say there's about 10-day period here that's real slack for funds to come in. We're
right
in that part of the month, aren't we?
From about the 12th to the 20th is a real, yeah, I have a real hard time every month.
Right, absolutely. And Passover comes the 19th, and I still don't have everything that I need for Passover yet.
And we also just had a heater go out that it cost $1,000 to fix. I'm trying to get that bill paid. It just goes on and on and on. Just like you, same thing.
Right. You know, it's hard to compete with all these big ministries. People turn on TV and they have all these fancy programs and all this stuff. We do give good information, but it's hard to compete with those things, you know, for donations because, you know, a lot of people do donate to things, but they donate to the bigger things, you know, and so it's hard. And I still,
need a Passover money for the Passover meal.
Yeah, that's what I said. We do have a case of King James Bibles. Hopefully that'll be at the store tomorrow when I go check on it. But pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church, folks. And you enjoy this radio program, I'm sure. Otherwise, why would they listen?
We need men's clothing really bad, really, really bad. The last 5 or 10 bags, up to 10 bags of clothes that I've opened were all infant toddler clothes. We need men's clothes.
Right, men's clothes, we have a lot of women's clothes.
Yeah, we do have a lot more women coming now than we have had in the past, so we go through a lot of women's clothes, too, but men's are the hardest to get. We need men's clothes.
Right, and I still think that is, I think men just wear their stuff out, and when they time to get rid of it, it's because it's junk, and nobody can wear it, but whatever the reason, we need men's clothes, and so you folks over there in Wichita, you can just drop in and see us. And see what we do. If you want to check us out, I'll show you what process we go through to give things away. So, you know, pray about it. Pray about supporting it. And also, I was going to thing, and then you switched to the clothes. You know, these folks listen to us on radio. Radio isn't free. I have to pay airtime. Well, it's paid this month. I owe $50 to Frank from last month that I didn't pay. This month's paid for. Next month will be here before you know it. But you should support radio. If you want to see us on the air, we don't have products to sell. Those commercials that you hear, if you're listening to us on ABR, those commercials that you hear selling this or that, those don't come to Messiah's Branch. Those are Frank's commercials for ABR or whoever paid him to put them on there. That has nothing to do with us. So we don't sell anything. We don't have a product to sell. All we have is you folks making a donation.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, there's lots of expenses for radio. Electric costs, you know.
Right, and I have 5 electric bills every month.
Right. Anyway, so we have to pay the electric. We have to pay everything. So you know where to stay.
Internet,
yeah. What's that, $80 a month?
Yeah, for this radio house it is.
Absolutely. So pray about supporting radio, and, you know, above all, folks, remember, we'll do this first, though. You can donate online or over the telephone, or you can mail a check or money order. You can find all the information where?
ProphecyHour.com.
And remember, folks, right at the top, there's a little thing that tells you how you can donate. I tried to make it easier for you. But if you don't wish to help us before, again, consider a donation for radio airtime. And remember, charity and love starts first one place, and that's in your own home. Make sure your own people are taken care of before you extend out to others. Okay, remember, though, folks, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for a repented sin. And he rose after what we said at the first of the program, 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him and only through him is the way to the Father. Remember what, Mom?
Be a blessing to others.
Be a blessing to others. And you can do that more than just with money, just talking nice to them, being kind to them. Be a blessing to others. That's what you're supposed to be, because you're supposed to be showing your Savior to others. And the only thing they have to look at is by the way that you act. Okay. You want to tell them goodbye?
Shalom.
All right. Lord our God, Father King Universe, asking you show HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan and
Sister Linda saying shalom.
Goodbye and shalom.
Okay, goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.